Welcome to Tainus Perek Dalad, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 4, Mishnah 6. Being that the Mishnah talked about fast days, the Mishnah now talks about the period of the 3 weeks, which we actually find ourselves in right now. Says the Mishnah, Chamisha Dvarim, five things, Eru Es Abiseinu, occurred to our fathers, B'Shiva Aser B'Tamos, on the 17th of Tamos, B'Chamisha B'Tisha B'Av, and five things happened to our forefathers on the 9th day of Av. Says the Mishnah, B'Shiva Aser B'Tamos Nishtabru Aluchos. On the 17th day of the Tamos, Moshe broke the Luchos, Moshe broke the tablets, by the sin of the golden calf. If you do the calculations, I have Moshe Rabbeinu going up on the 7th of Sivan, after the story of the revelation at Sinai. 40 days later is the 17th of Tamos. Obat El HaTamid, during the days of the siege of Yerushalayim, the daily sacrifice stopped. The Talmud teaches us that even when Jerusalem was under siege, the Jews would lower down a basket full of gold, and the enemy would, in exchange, send up two carbon tamids, two sheep, two goats, whatever it was, for the carbon tamid for the daily offering. And one day, the Jews lowered a basket full of gold, two baskets full of gold, and the Greeks sent up. And the enemy sent up a pig. And that was the first time that the daily offering in the Beis HaMikdash in the temple was not brought. The Havkahir, during the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, the city of Yerushalayim, at the siege of Yerushalayim, which had endured for a while, unfortunately the walls gave in and the city was overrun. Also, Vesarif Apostamos HaTorah, Apostamos, a terrible Russia, a terrible wicked person, he burnt a Torah scroll. And he also erected a idol in the Beis HaMikdash, in the sanctuary of the temple. Others say that it's actually talking about the Tzelem, or the idol of the king Menasheh, the wicked king of the Jewish people. Continues the Mishnah about Tisha B'Av. V'Tisha B'Av Nigzar L'Avoseinu Shlei Kansul Aretz. On the 9th of Av, the decree was issued that the Jewish people would not enter into Eretz Yisrael. That was after the story of the Meraglim of the spies. V'Charav HaBayis Barishona. And the first Beis HaMikdash, the first temple, was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel, and Nebuzaradan, his chief executioner. Ubashnia, similarly, the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. V'nilkada Beitar, during the revolt of Bar Kokhba against the Romans, the city of Beitar fell. Rambam writes that the city of Beitar had tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Jewish people, and they fell on Tisha B'Av. Benechosh Ha'ir, and the city of Yerushalayim was plowed over, like the pasuk says in Jeremiah, Tzion Sada Techaresh, that Zion will be plowed over like a field. Mishanichlas Av concludes the Mishnah practically, when the month of Av enters, Mimatin Besimcha, we diminish our happiness because of all the tragedies that occur during this month. Chazal teach us that if a Jewish person has a court case against a non-Jewish person, they should not do it during the month of Av, or certainly they should not do it during the 9 days, the beginning of Av, until after Tisha B'Av. And the Talmud also teaches us, the Gemara also teaches us, that we diminish our business dealings, and from building and planting things that give us extra happiness. We only do engagements, but we don't do marriages. So these are all in the month of Av because of the sadness, and we literally will find ourselves in the month of Av. Come this Rosh Chodesh, which is just in a few days, we should only have happiness, and we should merit to be a part of the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash in our times.